VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that the district attorney in Manhattan, New York, has reportedly sent a subpoena to President Trump's accounting firm.
Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr., a Democrat, last month subpoenaed the Trump Organization for records related to hush money payments for a porn actress. Now, according to a source, Vance is seeking the last 8 years of state and federal tax returns for the president and the Trump Organization.
AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. The U.S. is trying to build a case that Iran was behind this weekend's attack on key Saudi oil facilities. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Iran denies it, but American officials have released satellite photos suggesting the attack came from either Iran or Iraq. A Saudi military spokesman later said Iranian weapons were used. The incident has sent energy prices spiraling and raised new war fears. President Trump says if a response is needed, the U.S. is locked and loaded. Vice President Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short, is downplaying talk of imminent military action, though, saying locked and loaded is a broad term.
It's a reflection that this administration has advanced policies that make sure America is safer from these sorts of oil shocks.
The attack stopped production of more than half Saudi Arabia's daily global oil exports. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A Moscow court sentenced Russian actor Pavel Ustinov to 3.5 years in prison Monday for injuring a Russian National Guardsman during a peaceful protest held earlier this year. That sentence was the latest in a series of fast-track punishments widely viewed as a government effort to intimidate growing unrest in the capital amid a charged election season. Prosecutors say the 23-year-old dislocated the shoulder of a National Guardsman in riot gear in August. This is VOA News.